Create in me a clean heart is our message for today. As you know, we have been in a sermon series, The Words of Jesus, for the last few weeks. We began with the message, Repent and Believe the Gospel. And then we looked at a message, Watch and Pray. All of these events happening closer to the crucifixion, the arrest, the death of Jesus, and the resurrection. And then we looked at a message, When You Fast. When you fast, fasting and praying as we draw close to the Lord. And Pastor McNellis preached a wonderful message, Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, and mind. And today we want to conclude with a message, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Please join me in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this time. As we enter this time of your word, we pray that you will open our heart. You will open our mind to receive whatever you want to say to us. Come, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this time of preaching. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So as we have been and we are continuing on this season of Lent, Lent is a season to a moment to pause, a moment to reflect on our lives, especially our spiritual heart. I'm not talking about the physical heart, but the season of Lent is a season when we take a moment and we ask ourselves our question, How is my heart doing with the Lord? How is my spiritual heart before God? That is a very important question. So I want to ask that for all of us. How is our heart doing this morning? For some of us, we will say, Pastor, my heart is heavy. I've got things on my heart, things from my family members, and my heart is heavy. Some of us will say, my heart is divided and distracted. For the things in this world. Some will say, my heart is broken and grieving for my loved one. Some may say, Pastor, my heart is not at the right place. It's not where it needs to be. And we need to turn to Christ today. So wherever your heart may be today, you're at the right place at the right time. Because this is the house of prayer, a house of healing, where God is able to touch our hearts this morning. You see, the hearts are very important to God. Our spiritual heart is very important to God, because the Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:7, But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as the mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at our heart. This morning, God is seeking. He's looking for people who will say, God, I am really seeking after you. I really want to draw close to you. So is our hearts, friends, this morning, is our heart desiring for God? Is our heart seeking after him? Is our heart sensitive to his voice? It's a question that we all should think about. How is our heart doing? Now, the Bible mentions a lot about the heart. In Jeremiah 17:9, it says, The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart is deceitful. So when I hear someone say, follow your heart, I said, hold on a second, because my heart is pretty deceptive. We have to make sure that our heart is in tune with the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit telling my heart to do? Because if it was left to my own flesh and my own heart, there are so many things that I would do and say that does not please God. And so this morning, friends, we need to make sure that our heart is in the right place with God. The Bible says in Matthew 15, 18 to 20, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. So this morning we need to meditate on this scripture. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will seek God. For they will seek God. Soren Kierkegaard, a great person, wrote this. It's really connected to our message, and he puts it this way. Purity of heart is to will one thing. If we desire to have a pure heart, there is one thing that we need to focus on, and that is that one thing. And that one thing is Jesus Christ. My desire, my mission, my heart is to be pure so that I can follow Jesus. I want Jesus Christ to be all of me. All that I do, all that I say, bring honor and glory to Him. One thing is to have that pure heart. This morning, friends, we need to ask a question. What is that one thing we are running after? What is that one thing we are seeking for? And it should be Jesus Christ. Paul wrote in Philippians 3, 12 to 30, not that I have already obtained this or I have already arrived at a goal, but I press on to take hold of that with Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brother and sister, I consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. A pure heart. How can we have a pure heart? I just want to suggest just four ways to do that practically. Now, I know I got to finish this service by noon because we have Easter and five letters, but it's very hard for the preacher to contain that time. But I'm going to do my best. First thing I want to share with you that one of the ways that we can keep our heart pure is that we need to stay in the Word of God daily. Every day we need to stay in the Word of God, whether we open our Bible and we read, whether we use our phone, whether you use an email, whatever ways, but we need to stay connected to the Word of God. Why? Because the Bible teaches us in Psalm 119:11, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The more we fill our heart with God's word, the more we fill our minds with God's truth, God's word helps us to keep our heart pure. God's word gives us the strength and power. You see, for the season of Lent, we begin with one chapter of John, right? And then we finished up with 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and now we are in the Gospel of Mark. This week, while I was in my office, I was on the phone, and this person comes in, and they were standing outside my door, was waiting for me to finish up the call. And after I got done with the call, I came out, and I said, what did you need? He said, I just wanted to know, what chapter are we starting now that we have finished the Gospel of John? And you know, friends, that meant a lot to me. That you are reading God's word every day. And for some people, this is the first time they are opening their Bible and they are reading God's word daily. And that, to me, as a pastor, is such an encouragement. Because the word of God, when it comes in our mind, in our heart, it changes us. So one of the ways we can keep our heart pure is to stay in the word of God. We are in the Gospel of Mark. Now today is Mark chapter 5. I know some of you are following us with us, but if you need to catch up, you catch up. Mark chapter 5 is where we are as we are reading that as a church. Secondly, we need to be quick to confess our sins before God. How do we keep our heart pure? We need to be quick to confess our sin before God. You and I, including myself, we are not perfect. We are weak and frail, and we all fall short of what God desires of us. But God is always attentive, and He sees His people quick to respond and quick to ask God, God, I am sorry for what I have said. I'm sorry for what I have done. God is very quick, and He responds to that sincere heart. Psalm 139, 23, 24 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the ever way everlasting. The Bible is saying, Lord, do not search my neighbor, but search me this morning. And that's the season of Lent, when every day we get up and say, God, would you search my heart? If there is anything that is not of you, please remove it. Please cleanse it. That's another way that we confess our sins. Let us confess our anger, our bitterness, our resentment, our frustration, and give it to the Lord. The third way we keep our heart pure is to guard our heart. These are all biblical ways that God has given to all of us. The third way we keep our heart pure is to guard our heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23 to 25, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead and fix your gaze directly before you. Guard your heart. Every day, friend, is almost like guarding our heart from anything that will enter our minds, anything that will enter our heart, that will lead us from following Christ, for it will lead us from doing what God wants us to do. So we need to be on our guard. No, I'm not going to let this dwell in my heart. So we need to be, as Christians, as followers of Christ, we need to guard our heart. And lastly, one of the simple ways that we can do this, everyday prayer, every day when we get up, we can say, Lord Jesus, I place my heart in your hand today. Every day we can say, Lord Jesus, I place my heart in your hands. Will you cleanse it? Will you purify it? Would you make it clean? Would you make it compassionate? Would you make it sensitive to your voice, Lord? Lord, because if I leave it to myself, it's not going to go the right way. So God, I'm asking you, would you take my heart? And would you do a new thing? As I was preparing this message, this song came to my heart. It's a beautiful song. It says, come thou fount of every blessing. And this song has a lot of verses, but I want to close with this verse. It says, O to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to thee. Let that grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above. The song is written by a Christian. So all of us have the prone. All of us are capable to turn away from God. All of us are able to turn away from Christ. And that's why the song says, Lord, would you take my heart? And would you seal my heart? And would you hold my heart? And would you purify and cleanse it from all the recesses, all the things in my life that does not please you? The season of Lent, my dear friends, for all of us, is a season to have a pure heart before God. You know why? Because that's the only prerequisite. In order to see God, we need to have a pure heart. And we cannot have a pure heart in our strength. And we need His grace. We need His precious blood to cleanse us. As we have a pure heart, We will see things in a way that we have never seen. And we are looking forward to a day when we shall see Jesus face to face. So I pray that this message, this series, has been a blessing to you. It's been a blessing and encouragement to me. Let us stay in the Word of God. Let us guard our hearts, friends. Let us every day give our hearts to Jesus, so that our hearts do not become hard, that our hearts do not become stubborn, that our heart do not become filled with bitterness and hatred, but that our heart will become compassionate, just like Jesus. And only Jesus can do that for us, friends. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, and we all desire, Lord, a pure heart. So, Holy Spirit, would you come now? Would you come upon each one of us? and do your work of cleaning, cleansing, purifying. Lord, we all want to see you. Thank you for your presence that is moving in this service right now, Lord. Take our hearts, Lord. Take it, seal it. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All God's people said, Amen.